La 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 la.
The problem with always being on busy. Hello?
Okay, hey. Am I on there? I'm sitting there talking to myself. Am I yeah. on, people?
Yes, Tabachi. I heard you.
Okay, Tabachi's broadcasting.
What's up, Ray?
Not a whole hell of a lot. Nice. I'm going to do some callings. I need to make sure my volumes are... are looking good.
Yeah, there was another show going on. It sucked cocks, so I came over and watched this one.
Ooh! That's fantastic.
Some jag fag, I don't know his name.
Yeah, he's always trying to touch my penis.
Yeah, what a gay guy.
Oh, yeah.
I saw you got your... Well, I don't know if you want it broadcasted, but I saw you got something back that you didn't have before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I was saying it in the chat. I reactivated my Dwight McClanahan.
I gotcha.
Facebook. It was basically because of this crazy bitch that we talked to last night off the air. she kept talking on the phone. I kept telling her I wanted to like put a cactus in her ass and all this shit. And she kept thinking one of her friends was setting her up. I was like, yeah, what's her fuck said that we would be a good match. You would wear this cat outfit and I'd put the ears on you and everything and I'd fuck you kitty style and all this shit. But I meet spun her, everything. She stayed on the fucking phone. She would not get off.
You gotta love them.
Yeah, so we're gonna call her, but I'm gonna call a Denny's because that was a request, and it's not even really to prank them. It's just to check some information.
Ah.
So we'll do that.
I need to. I don't know if Spray's listening right now, but I got to get with him because we wanted to try and get a 7-Eleven email because they're apparently sending an email around telling people not to, or like they're complaining that saying not to take calls from corporate office. And we wanted to try and be from the corporate office and get that email.
That's nice. Jag TV is on with me there, Carlitos.
Hey, Carlito. Carlitos.
Carlitos in the city.
I'm not famous, so I don't expect you to know me.
Hey, finding this booster, can I help you?
Hey, you're doing? I got a quick question for you there, buddy.
What?
It's my birthday today. Do I get that free Grand Slam shit or what?
Yeah, all you have to do is bring your ID. You get in any Denny's.
Okay.
Grand Slam, sure.
Oh, no, that's fucking fantastic. I'll even come in there and tug on your nuts a little bit for that free Grand Slam.
All righty, then.
All right. I'll be in there. Make sure to have that cock out on my table.
Alrighty then, sir. Thank you.
All right, I love you.
Happy birthday, man.
Bye. Bye-bye. He even wished me a happy birthday. So, there you go, Nova. Yes, if it is your birthday and you go to a Denny's, you get a free grand fucking slam. Yes, it is. In like 9 minutes, I want to call this guy on Blog Talk. Fucking Gary Brodsky. He's a fucking moron. But I'll probably, since I have you in the call with me and Tabachi, I'll have to, actually, it's not a problem because I got credit now. Okay, this is going to be that crazy bitch. You can talk to her if you want. She'll probably fucking think you're me. We changed people on her like 3 times. She kept fucking... Her name is... the fuck is her name? Her name's Kim. That's what it is.
Kim.
Okay. She knows we're calling to. I told her just a minute ago on Facebook. Oh, I'm not calling you.
Enjoy this Verizon ring.
Because I told her to meet me at 3 o'clock today at JP's. I was like, you didn't show up.
Oh, man. I'm trying to figure out how to get in the prank.
Hello?
Hey, Kim? Kim?
Yes.
Hey, sweetie.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Great, great.
It's me, fucking Dwight.
Pardon?
Never mind. Hey, where were you the other night? It's me, Jason.
Okay.
You remember me?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
I was over there. It was a little bit tardy.
You were tardy. All right. Yeah, I'm a very punctual person, so I thought you just...
Well, I'm a Native American mix, so...
That's racist. You can't say that.
Sure I can.
That's true. Good point, good point.
I'm not always on time.
Yeah, good point. Anyway. Yeah, it's Jason. I got my buddy Dwight here. That's what I meant to say. I just, you know, I'm a little nervous because... I get to talking then.
Oh, fuck yeah, this is Dwight. How you doing there, honey?
Yeah, he's my wingman right now, because I'm a little nervous talking, to be honest. I'll just be straight out there, you know?
Yeah, how wet's that vagina?
Kim?
Yes?
Hey, you gotten quiet for a little bit.
I'm just listening.
I went and bought you a cactus.
Pardon?
I went and got a cactus for Jason to give you.
A cactus?
Yeah.
Cactus, you know. Everyone knows that.
He said something about he was going to put a cactus in your ass.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Did Jason ask you how many fingers?
I did not yet. I thought it was a little straightforward, but I mean, since that question's out there, ma'am, you might as well answer it. Right.
I'm just listening.
Who's listening? What are you talking about? There's two of us. We're gathered around the payphone. Sort of like on Matt's show.
Sure. I'm just listening.
Well, you gotta participate, sweetheart. It can't be a sausage fest in here.
Yeah. Go Power Rangers. I was on the Power Rangers with Jason. I was the black one.
Okay.
I heard you said us black people stink.
She also said she hates funny. Indians.
It's not funny.
Oh, that's fucking racist.
Ma'am, I'll have you know I work at a warehouse. Not really, because I'm Jason David Frank. I work on the Power Rangers, but if I worked at a warehouse...
God, I'm impressed that I'm being called by a Power Ranger. Holy shit, it's Christmas.
I want to fire some torpedoes in your Death Star shaft.
Luke Skywalker, that bitch.
Where's your man at?
My man?
Yeah.
He's in Ohio.
You're in Ohio? Oh, shit. That's where I stay at.
He's in Ohio. Somewhere.
I heard he got arrested.
My guy? For what?
Public indecency.
Really?
Yeah, he exposed himself.
Really?
Yeah. I heard he was up in Toledo. And he pulled his penis out in the middle of a crowded restaurant. It was a Chuck E. Cheese.
in the ball pit.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah. What would your man be doing in a Chuck E. Cheese?
There's only one thing you do in a Chuck E. Cheese.
God. This lady sounds hot. I want to kiss her like I do my own sister.
Yeah, me too. I want to kiss you like his own sister.
I want to tongue kiss her like I do my sister.
I want to tongue kiss you like I do in Chuck E. Cheese. Well, that's probably why you got arrested.
Kim, can I tongue punch your fart box?
Yeah? Kim?
Smegma.
Just listening.
Don't listen. Tell.
Are you fingering your vagina while you listen?
Yeah.
I talked to my friend Patty, and she doesn't know you guys.
Patty,
yeah.
The whore off of My Name is Earl. Or sorry, daytime hooker. I'll talk to Patty.
Right.
I'll talk to her about Mighty Duck movies.
What's Patty's number? I need to give her a talking to. Have you ever give anyone a bumpkin before?
Ooh.
Are you guys, like, from Bell Talk or something?
No.
No?
I'm from Brooklyn.
No way.
Yeah, you know all that Brooklyn bullshit, N-word don't think shit stink. Yeah, it's not hood rat hours, so, you know, you're not allowed to say that word, so.
Actually, you gotta relax. You guys sound like you're about 16.
Oh, I'm 15, you're close.
You know what I want to do? I want to have sex with you while using my level 90 necromancy powers to bring back Trayvon Martin so we can make it a gangbang.
Oh, hell yeah. 4 strength, 4 stam leather belt.
Hell tight! Oh, fuck. My mongoloid nephew just walked in.
Damn
it. I left the line of a talk to last night. I'm in a wheelchair.
Yes, belt spar, this is the lady.
I'm in a wheelchair.
Kim, do you have a wheelchair fetish? I do. Kimmy?
I'm just listening.
Just listening. I knew it. I wear
a condom on my head like a wizard.
Very good.
Thanks and beans.
Gold star. Kim, do you give him a gold star?
Gold star. Rainbow sticker. Come, have you
so
seen
how
my...
How old are you guys?
Have you seen my...
Junior high or something?
Have you seen my baseball?
I'm not high, ma'am. I don't get
are you,
high.
Are you...
I'm this many.
Junior high or something?
I'm this many. Wait, you can't see my fingers. I'm this many.
Nice try, though. Kim.
Do what? I'm going to put the phone by my penis. You want to talk to him? I named him Marvin.
Marvin. Kim, you want to talk to Marvin? Not Mervin. Rest in peace.
It's Brandon.
Well, Mervin's not really dead. He just got his phone.
Fuck.
Brandon?
How did you tell it's Brandon?
Damn it.
Fucking serious?
She figured it out.
What the fuck? How'd you know? What was the hint you got?
Are you fucking serious? You mental or what?
What? What's
mental
the problem?
Like your grandfather? Like
hey.
Your pap? He's a nutcase, man. He was raped by his grandpa.
Wait, he's a nutcase?
And he said, and you're doing this weird shit too? Have you inherited this? You sure the fuck didn't get it from my family? I'm just saying.
I think we did, sounding by what you're talking about, Kim.
They always talked about how Aunt Kim was
really?
Fucked up.
Yeah. We were always told not to laugh and point.
I still got the belt marks on my ass.
What?
Oh, you didn't hear about that? Ugh, tragic story.
Is this Aunt Kim?
Aunt Kim?
Yeah, I always call you Auntie.
Behind your back.
Auntie.
That's better than what Grandpa called you.
Ooh.
So did anyone ever ask
sometimes
John Jackson Sr. about the time him and all five or six of his brothers molested my best friend when she was 7? Did they tell you about that? Did your pap ever tell you about that?
No,
I don't think that
John Jackson Sr. ever tell anybody about that? Fuck no.
My best friend told me
after we were divorced and when I was over 40 years old. And his grandfather molested all of the children. All of them.
That's
why some of the Jacksons blew their heads off.
That's not a dinner conversation that we like to have.
Really?
Yeah. We just talk
Maybe
about how...
Maybe you guys need to grow the fuck up and learn a few things.
We just talk about how batshit crazy you are.
Me? Really? If I'm that crazy, then how come y'all are bunked up down there and 20 people in one fucking house? And I get this whole big place of myself. Think about it.
Yeah, but you sleep with blacks.
That's what I've heard, too.
And the Jews.
Like, less gold. You'd get that if you were on my, you know, I don't want to say the word, because Auntie Kim can't hear that word.
Are you guys in with Terry? Or what? Are you guys in with Terry? Are you Shawna's kids?
No, I'm Jag. I'm his buddy. I'm his roommate.
Yeah. I'm Brandon.
He's Brandon. I'm his roommate.
What is wrong? Are you guys goofballs or what the fuck is wrong?
Yeah.
Listen, we're on like a 24-hour bender of 8 balls.
No, seriously. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I made that fake account just to fuck with you on Facebook.
Yeah. I'm going to add you as a friend because you seem pretty bitchin'. I feel bad for that 7-year-old, though. She doesn't know about that.
Yeah.
Poor kid.
Don't bring that up anymore because that makes us sad.
Oh, really? I told everybody that I know, personally.
That's sad.
Why would you
do
that?
She's 53 now. She told me, and I've related on that. She's fine, then.
My grandpa's going to sue you for defaming him.
Really?
Yep.
Really, I've got a witness, and she's alive.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. And she is...
She lies.
She has a master's degree in nursing and psychology.
She does the morphine, the medical morphine. She's a doper.
No, she's not.
She's unreliable.
Really?
I know a black guy who steals shit named Lysol who's more reliable.
Yeah, I know him. Isn't his last name Wipes?
Yeah, we're gonna disown Kim from the family. She's not a team player.
Well, I'm not even part of your family, but I think so too.
Why aren't you a team player, Kim?
It's pretty obvious you're not 30 something.
No,
or even 20 something.
No,
true. I'll be 20 in a few days, July 24th.
Is that how you caught us?
No, because you're fucking juvenile.
No, not necessarily juveniles under the age of 18.
We're family. You're going to talk about me like that?
Family.
Yeah.
My family doesn't act this way.
Family is family is family.
No family. No
family
calls up and talks to their grandmother like this.
Is family. That's what they say.
Nobody calls up and talks to a relative this way. You guys are fucked in the head.
You hush up, Grandma.
Something's wrong with you.
Grandma?
You guys are fucked in the head.
Well, you need to go
back to your Shrek, man.
Hey,
what the fuck is wrong with you kids?
Shrek is love, Shrek is life, am I right?
Hey, Kim, what's my phone number?
Look, anybody can grab a Skype number.
No.
Skype?
The hell Skype? I know
what you're about
Skype number on here from Bakersfield.
This isn't Skype. This is my Boost mobile phone.
Boost. You're right.
I have to do chores in order to pay the bill.
Yeah. We actually called to tell you that I'm going to be marrying into your family. You know, little Susie. I'm going to be marrying her. So I'm going to be Brandon's brother.
There is nobody named Susie.
Well, that's her nickname. I call her Little Susie. She doesn't want me to call her her real name because
her real name's Jennifer, but we would call her Susie.
Yeah.
There's no one in my family by that name.
Her real name's not Jennifer. We just call her that instead of Little Susie.
See, this is the thing that Grandpa was talking about. She's a fucking habitual liar.
Yeah, she's fucked in the head. She calls us fucked in the head. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
She's in there. There's no Jennifer. We named her after Kim, but now see how she's being?
Yeah.
There's something wrong with you guys.
You too. You
seriously,
don't even remember Jennifer. Seriously. 10 out of 10, 100%.
You want to meet Donna
Thompson? There's something wrong with you. Why don't you go and go talk to your fucking counselor?
You want to go meet down at Thompson Park and talk it out?
What the fuck is wrong with you? And where are your parents?
They're
at the bar. They're having a drink.
With pills.
At the bar?
Yeah.
Really? Do you know, I went to a bar the entire, after I hooked up with Vince, do you know how many times I went to a bar when I raised my children? Do you have any idea?
Three times.
Yeah, 6-7 days a week?
Probably about 12 times total.
That's it?
In a week?
Raising my kids.
That's fucked up.
That's true.
In 15 years, probably about 12 times.
Yeah, but my dad's name is Lois, and he killed himself with pills because he wanted pills all the time. Well, I don't blame him, though, because the hordes were coming after him and his friends, but that's unrelated.
Look. You're fucking with somebody who's been around the block 100 times. You're getting off
it off. You know what? I think the reason Mom and Dad went to the bar is they're going to do some swinging tonight.
Probably.
You think that's normal?
Yeah.
I do.
Why not?
You ever watch porn? That's normal.
Yeah.
No, it's not normal.
It's normal. We had the birds and the bees talk like 3 weeks ago, and they said when a man loves a woman, the man puts his penis in the woman's ass, and that's how babies are made.
And we told the little guy in the wheelchair,
you know
we
what?
Said, we put
you know
Marvin
what, Brandon?
In the...
Brandon.
Oh, what?
Brandon?
What?
Just knock it the fuck off, and don't you ever talk to me like this again.
I'm going to call you back tomorrow.
No, I'm serious. I will turn you over my lap and tear your ass up. Now, ooh, knock it the fuck off.
Ooh, my penis just got hard, Grandma.
You made Mervin grow, or Marvin.
What is wrong? Are you nuts?
A little bit.
Are you metal? What the fuck?
I'm watching porn.
At least we can admit it. You can't.
I'm watching something on TV, Cream Street 5, and it's a very erotic film, and I enjoy it.
What
the fuck
is wrong with
you guys? Oh, they made a fifth one?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Carlitos Jones directed it. I like it.
Oh, he's a good director.
It's better than the second one.
Yeah.
They had this guy, he's a really good actor in here. His name's Cross. And I tell you, oh, she fucking hung up.
Well, once in her life she hung up?
Oh, last night. I couldn't fucking do anything to get her off the phone. I fucking sent her to meat spin and everything. She wouldn't leave.
Damn.
I'm going to call her back.
Hell yeah. Brandon. That poor guy. She's going to give
ruining a family. Hey, I was going to tell her Jack Masterson was in it, too. She hung up.
Hey.
Jack Masterson's in this movie, too.
I'm pretty sure Dashy was in there, too.
Can I tell you guys a little secret?
Sure.
Yeah.
My aunt isn't broke.
Oh.
Not by any means. And guess who's going to inherit all the money, and you guys are
fucking... Oh, no. Aww. She loves us more than you.
Oh, yeah. That's going to get a dime.
That's why I'm marrying into the family. I don't give a shit about little Susie. I just want the money.
But back to this, to Cream Street 5.
This
guy named Jack Masterson's
in it. You're not getting anything.
It.
Your brothers aren't getting anything. And neither is your mom.
But listen, I'm watching Cream Street 5 and Jack Masterson. He's like 450 pounds. He can throw that dick like nobody's business.
Let me tell you something.
Go ahead.
You want to watch it with
you
me?
Good. Are going watch to it? Have a lesson that you're not going to forget here pretty soon.
Tell us.
It's going to make me cry.
Man up.
Yeah.
What they say.
Why are you mad at me? I just wanted to talk.
know who the fuck this is. You know, you're either, this is coming from either Johnny and Carrie, or it's either coming from Shauna.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, you guys bitch. Are nuts.
Man. Who else? Who else?
Fucked in the head.
Three or four other people?
Are you organizing your pills for the week?
Well, I tell you what, you go ahead and be weird. And meanwhile, I'm just going to keep on taking care of my house. Because the meals, the sins have always
can
done.
Can I come over?
And I'm still going to go to work.
Can I come over?
I'm going to keep on working, whether it's on my house or whether it's anything else. And I don't need you guys.
But you're unemployed.
I had an interview.
Can I have some money? I want to go to the movies tomorrow. Like $20. I want to take my buddy.
I had your pair of scissors still mess and fucking your ass.
Ooh.
Ooh. I'm leaving. Listen. I don't have to take that. And I'm telling mom and dad what you said. Yeah. I'm going to tell them that you called them worthless assholes.
You guys are fucking wackos. What are you calling me?
Are we a
wackos?
Oh.
Fucking weirdos, man.
And you know what?
You're fucking weirdos. Why are you fucking calling me?
Listen, and I forbid you from changing the inheritance.
You're not getting anything.
No, I forbid you from changing it.
Yeah, this is Kim Dashi.
There's nothing changed.
Yeah. You said I'm not getting anything. Maybe you're the one
not penniless.
Maybe you're the one.
She is not penniless by any means. Believe me.
I know. We're going to get the money.
Believe me.
Did you just watch this? Hey, you should really rent this at like Redbox, this Cream Street 5. This guy just shoved like a roll of quarters up this girl's ass.
Whoa. Are you just listening?
Go ahead and keep your shit up.
Shut up?
No, I don't know why you're calling my phone and why you're doing this weird shit.
We miss you, Grandma. We're just trying to have fun. We can come over now? Or are you just listening?
Well, when I thought about it, I thought, well, you guys must be movie stars and a lot of the big-time spenders to invite me to lunch at the hot dog shop.
It's a pizzeria.
Hot dog.
Oh, wow. Pizza and hot dogs.
You were the one trying to get me naked in the river.
Naked river. She hang up?
Yeah. I think we'll let her fucking rest. She is fucking fun, though. I'll keep her number for another. Matter of fact, let's save that.
Oh, man.
We'll save her for another time.
I'm not going to save that. I have a feeling you're going to have a lot of fun with her.
I'll wait a couple weeks to call her back. We'll let it marinate for a little while.
She'll probably forget. Oh, Brandon, how's it going?
Oh, I can't wait to check my Dwight McClanahan Facebook and see if she's blown that the fuck up.
You bitch, you're not getting any of this inheritance.
Well, as soon as she added me, I went and wrote on her Facebook, "Hey, nice tits." So she's going to be even more fucked up now thinking that fucking Brandon did it.
Can you link me her account? I don't want to add her. I just want to see what she looks like.
Yeah, I'll have to go fucking look it up.
You don't have to now.
No, it's okay.
I'm pretty curious, actually.
It'd take like 2 seconds, I'm sure. Pull it up. Facebook. There's Joe. I don't want Joe's. Joe, that's another fucker we're going to call in a second. He's a crazy bastard. He just got his Facebook or his cell phone, and we called and started fucking with him. He finally figured out how we got his shit and started calling us the N-word. And,
ooh.
Yeah.
Racist.
Yeah, she was racist last night. She started telling black jokes. She started telling racist jokes about the president. And I was like, God damn, woman.
So what are the rules on Prank Call Nation? Are they allowed to say the N-word, just we're not?
I think we're allowed to, as long as it's not fucking like every other word.
Yeah, I gotcha.
You know, as long as we're not just saying it to say it. Like, I accidentally get caught up in saying it when, like, I get into an argument with a person that's doing it.
Yeah.
because then I fly right back at him. Let's see. She's still on there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, she's... I was asking her why she didn't show up for our date at the pizzeria. Because I told her to meet me at, like, 3 o'clock. And so I got on. I'm like, why didn't you meet me? She's like, well, I was there at 3 o'clock. No, she said 3:20. And wow. I go, well, I left by that time.
I miss you.
Okay. I just send her that. I just sent her I miss you on Facebook. Well, she told me a bunch of shit last night. I was talking to her on Facebook. Like, I was telling her, like, about my rampant cocaine abuse. And she started telling me, like, 20 years ago how she used to do blow, like, all the fucking time and all this shit. And I'm like, oh, really?
Oh, she's beautiful.
Doesn't that picture look like she's trying to, like, flash her tits? just special for that picture? She's I pointed that out to her last night. She goes, I was probably just having a hot flash. I was like, yeah. Oh, yeah, I missed you. She says, you were nuts. Don't bother me. I have better things to do. Okay. And she's an ultrasound tech. That'd be fucking dangerous to have this baddie bitch running that type of shit. Wanna fuck? Okay. So we'll leave that at that. I'm going to unfriend her and block her eventually. So, okay. We'll call Joe while I'm getting Gary Brodsky's blog talk shit up. Joe. I'm going to be surprised if Joe hasn't changed his fucking number yet. Or he may have decided not to be bullied. This fucker will pick up, say some shit, and hang up real quick, so you gotta be on your toes.
Ooh. Sort of like sheep fucker. I know he does that.
Welcome
a lot.
To AT&T voicemail. We need more information to direct your call to the appropriate voicemail box. To leave a message,
that happens sometimes.
Please dial the 10-digit phone number of the person you are trying to call.
Come on,
if you have a mailbox on this system, please press pound.
Did I disconnect it? Is it gone? Yep, there it goes. This old computer's like, you're doing too much shit at once. And I'm going to close Facebook. Because Kim apparently does not take kindly to my question of wanna fuck.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I'll check again in a little bit and see. What she's doing. Oh, look at this. Gary's live. He went live about 20 minutes ago. So he's got to be ready for us to... His topic tonight. I was just reading it before I clicked. The disgrace of what men have become due to social programming. This is a must listen.
Huh.
Yeah, you ever listen to when I prank this guy?
No,
he thinks he's like an alpha male. He fucking thinks he can get any chick he wants and he'll fucking like sell you shit. Like basically sounds like steroids he's selling. And like snake oil, but he'll also sell you like some occult shit. He'll sell you some like hex type bags to give you like good luck and shit.
Oh,
he's like, this one guy, he took one of these and he went to the casino, right? And he was trying to lose his money because he was getting divorced, but he had the hex bag. And even when he was trying to lose, he couldn't lose. He walked out of there with 75 grand and all this. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
I believe him.
Yeah. It's like, I gotta buy this shit.
Yeah.
This guy's amazing.
LOL. Sad part is there are a bunch of idiots who will believe it, too.
Well, there's one black guy who calls in every week and talks about, like, all the shit he's gonna buy from. He's like, you hear something, really? Oh, I'm gonna buy that shit.
Oh,
he's fucking nuts. Okay, so this is gonna be the number for the blog talk station for Gary. Add to group call.
So Blog who's
Talk Radio.
Who's T.A. Hot?
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, that's Tabachi.
If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified right, so that I'm there is a caller in queue.
Right in, people.
Otherwise, please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
So we can talk shit about him.
I don't know how they got in there, and that's why I recommend my audio call.
You are now in the host queue.
Because, really, you know, guys will walk in there, and I know I've done it. And, you know, it's like, now that I know that the signs, it's just not going to happen again. It hasn't happened in years. It was happening when I was 15 and when I was 20. You know, 5-year break. But it was hell.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, watch the clock. Oh, man, she's going to...
That's the black dude right there that buys everything.
And that 10 minutes seemed like 2 hours. And then once I broke out of it, it's like, I said, I can't believe that I wasted this much time over this idiot.
and it's, you know, it's something that I realized, too, is that I used to kind of complain about, you know, my ex-wife or, you know, when I was married to her. I complain to my friends, well, she doesn't let me do this, and this, she gets mad about this, and I'm like, now that I realize it, now that I've escaped being pussy-whipped, I made my
own when,
statement.
When we hear her, unmuted, that's when they can
hear idiot us. That gave
gotcha.
Her a pitfall, and just realizing that helped me a lot to, you know, work
but,
through that.
Yeah, this is the black dude that buys everything from him.
You know, why,
he comes out with, like, some, like,
his
like,
bottle
of dick juice, and this guy next week will be buying
fault, I got whipped, and...
God.
She probably would have. She would have loved me if I didn't get whipped. If I would have, you know, stood up to her and didn't cater her to her constantly, she'd find that more attractive. That's the funny thing.
I've got another account called Gary Brodsky Fan Club, and he fucking picks
sort of
it up every time.
Personality. They change you into what they think it should be.
See,
they throw you out.
This is going to be a change because usually it shows my
Skype
name. This is going to show a phone number.
Horrible.
Ah,
so it'll be a surprise for him.
Yeah, you know, I've seen this happen with guys with pussy whipped, where the girl cheats, and the guy goes, she said she didn't, so I'm going to believe her.
This guy's so amazing.
She said it, you know. It really is.
He gets really pissed when I blast the Dwight voice back at him.
Demons are among us. If anybody really wants to know how it works.
Yeah, I had an account called the Field Negro Rapist. I use that for, like, the black shows.
So anybody listening, there's a lot of people listening here. Check out, and this applies to everybody.
I'm sure there's a lot.
Sometimes the pussy whipped audio at GaryBrodsky.com, because, you know, it's better to spend $17 than to spend 3 years of total hell.
He's already peddling his
and that's
shit.
That's divorce fees, like of like $10,000 or more.
Yeah.
I mean, what percentage of married guys would you say are completely whipped? I mean, I estimate it's probably 70%, you know?
Oh, 70%. Because I've had business deals going with guys.
I highly doubt that.
And all of a sudden, it's like, how come he doesn't call anymore? And it's like, well, you know, my girlfriend doesn't want to talk to you. And I've had this happen. And this is why I'm very leery about business deals. I'm not worried about crooks, cheats. Yeah, you know, that's business,
well,
okay?
Maybe you should be, son.
That happens all the time. Where he's talking to me and his girlfriend is telling him what to say.
Wow. So you're pretty much dealing with his girlfriend and not even him. He's kind of like a shell or a proxy of the girl.
Yeah, and it's
you know?
like, where is he? Where's the guy I used to know? He's saying things that aren't his. Obviously, she's saying them for him. And I've gotten calls, and they don't even think, you know, because I know being pussy with is blindness. The guy's saying, this is his girlfriend. I don't think this and that. I don't like the deal, and we're not going to do it. Now, she can call him and say, this is his secretary. We're going to go. Yeah. But no, it's so unprofessional and so.
Does he have to add us, or can we just jump in?
Disgraceful.
He's got to unmute us. We're already in the queue.
You know what I'm saying, guys have a line. Like,
all he's got to do is hit the button on unmute us.
I got you.
Oh, yeah, getting crammed with calls. Do you want to hang on and take some calls with me, Derek? Oh, great, thanks. You never know who's going to be there, but let's give it a shot.
True.
Hey, how you doing? You're on the Gary Brodsky Show.
Hello?
Hey!
Hey, how you doing, you son of a bitch?
Hey.
Who's this?
It's fucking Dwight, you cocksucker.
and it's fucking Jag, motherfucker.
You sound like a complete moron, you know that? I mean, you're having fun.
Oh,
why don't you suck a dick there, buddy?
You're bad sperm.
Let me get some of that snake oil to shove up your ass, you piece of shit.
He's gone.
Yeah, you hear a sigh of relief? Oh, he's gone.
Well, see, he bullshits a lot. He tries to tell us, like, he'll be sitting there, be like, oh, we got 15 callers. And then, like, not even 10 minutes later, we've got 50 callers. And then by the end of the show, he's claiming, like, 300 to 500 callers.
Wow.
Which, when I checked on, I fucking checked on Blog Talk Radio, in like, the max amount between people being on that line, like, whether you're trying to talk or you're just listening, is, like, 35. So he's bullshitting the whole way.
I couldn't imagine him being a bullshitter.
Yeah, it's okay. We're going to call him back in just a second here.
Nice.
Can you believe this shit? I believe Kim fucking deleted her Facebook.
No.
Yeah. I just went to go look. Either that or she blocked me.
I'll check.
Go.
Yeah, she must have blocked you.
Oh, because it's still up?
Yeah.
Oh.
I hit refresh and it's still
up. Oh, that fucking whore.
Damn bitch.
Fucking whore.
Add her, make a fake account named Bobby.
I used to have all kinds of accounts. I used to love my fake Twitter for Michelle Clevenger.
Oh, jeez.
Where I would text to her, like, cocaine, or tweet to her, cocaine's a hell of a drug, and for the next 6 months she's explaining that's not her account, and giving out personal information about, everybody call, PM, oh yeah, everybody call. We'll get this motherfucker. We'll get Gary going.
Hell yeah.
Matter of fact, we're calling Gary back again. Good. Talk Radio.
Should I try and be legitimate and then you, like, after a little bit, you bust in like, it's Dwight, motherfucker.
Welcome to Black Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, you are now in the host queue.
I know. It's nuts.
Okay,
I think Lane is going to be outlawed soon. I mean, if you say, oh, that's Lane, you're making fun of Lane.
Oh, in California, they outlawed using husband and wife. That was actually signed. You can check that out. You have to say spouse because it offends people.
Or partner, that's the other one. Like they say, who's your partner? Because it's kind of gender neutral or whatever.
Hey, wait until it gets on. I mean, you'll be like, ooh, we're partners. We like to kiss. And start doing shit like that to him. He'll fucking
gender neutrality. Nice. So this is satanic shit. If you're following this politically correct agenda, you're following Satan.
God,
shout out to the politically.
That AIDS got a hold of you there, Gary.
We'll do it.
Yeah, shout out to that politically correct agenda.
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, my God, good.
I got some magic beans I want to sell you. They make you fly and everything, man.
I got you.
Maybe you could sell those on your show?
Okay, listen, we're going to talk, all right? You and me are going to talk here.
Like, I got the magic beans. Just listen, it's one of the people from PCM.
It's because I have, you know, no job, you know, home alone.
Well, no, I don't believe that.
Oh, no, for real.
So you called the show and interrupted.
Yeah.
And that helps you in what way? Because maybe, I can use some help in myself.
Sexual way.
Don't you think that you really just, like, never got a chance to be a man? Doesn't that bother you?
Yeah.
Well, you could do something about it?
I don't know, man. I mean, could you help?
Yeah, I'd love to, but I have to
get some for that. Some snake oil?
Yeah. No, how about hitting the gym a few times a week? How about talking to girls? And how about, you know, getting a masculine voice to go along with that?
No, men only.
Dude, you need to take birth control pills. I'm serious. Your voice is fucked.
What? I mean,
you might as well be a girl.
Wait, do you sell those? Like, is that the type of snake oil? Or do you sell, like, some you know, magic beans?
Yeah,
that's what I'm trying to sell to you.
Yeah, you birth control pills and chop your balls off. I mean, you might as well.
Like,
you know,
the
what's the point in you? Why are you here? Why do you exist? You're a disgrace of a man. Why do you exist? I mean, you're a waste of space. Just die.
That's not very nice.
I know, and you deserve it, you piece of shit.
Sometimes the truth is not very
wow.
nice. So go fuck yourself. I don't care about you. Go die.
Okay. So.
Okay, good.
Yeah. All right.
You're going to hell, you piece of shit.
Okay.
Go cry to your freaking mom, pussy.
Okay. Yeah.
You sound like a bitch. God damn, man.
Just, can I step you off?
Oh, I can't take this. I'm cutting them off. This is, again, two different callers, because I know the other one just called in now.
Damn it.
This is what men have become. And you look at all the beautiful women out there, and there's so many of them, and look how he's wasting his life. And it's not because he's phoning a show. I did that a lot when I was younger. It's that you can hear it in his voice, in his whole approach, and his stupidity, you know.
What if we talk like this and get say I get all the bitches?
Actually, on a good level, making it so much easier
if it's with
for
the
a
voice.
Real alpha guy to get a woman.
He loves the fucking attention.
Yeah, that's true.
Because this, unfortunately, is what most guys have turned into.
And it gives him something to build his ego on.
And it's like these guys are so wimpy. I mean, if they were in front of your face, they would freaking run in a closet.
Dude,
and hide.
Oh, yeah. Murder him if I was standing in front of him.
Real
oh, dude,
men.
Jump,
you know,
spin, and kicked his face.
In high school, if you make fun of somebody, make fun of to them in front of their face. Don't be a pussy about it.
He'd be as big as he wants. I'd fucking just nail him.
Well,
like,
that's one of the problems with
dropping.
Easy.
Is that, you know, the fight or flight instinct.
This guy's queer.
Because they have no reason to flight.
I'll bite you in the fucking jugular.
They sit behind the computer and be morons. I mean, if they had a feminist agenda, it could be discussed. If they had, you know, any agenda, it could be discussed. Their agenda is just showing how bad and fucked up men have become.
And it's probably because they didn't have
a
strong male role model. I mean, their mom probably raised them, and their dad was, like, you know, a douchebag. And
this motherfucker should be a professor at the Verizon.
They call and they sound all the same. And
that's where I got my janitorial degree.
They don't have a personality. They're just this feminized ghost of a man that is just, you know.
God, that totally makes sense.
I would love to call him on my other account,
man,
but then I'd have to disconnect and all that bullshit.
It's like the complete, it's almost like worse than a beta male. It's like, what's worse than that?
Beta,
you know, there's probably different layers.
Damn.
Go ahead.
I just said, you're going to have some new classifications coming out around here.
Hey, Gary, I could talk like that too, buddy. You
yeah,
see
like
that?
A
you see
Omega
that shit?
Male or something, you know, like a one that just totally is outside the clan or something.
There's a kid in the background.
Yeah,
someone.
You hear him? It sounds like he's taking a fucking bong grip, too.
Feminists and that. I would love to talk to somebody like that. But they just call up, you know, and they just start
right here is how we win. He is so for the next 30-40 minutes, he's going to talk about us.
Well, they sound like they're like 20, and it's just weird. I mean, they have this
10-year-old
voice. It'd be one thing if it was, you know, a 14-year-old kid goofing around, but it's a freaking adult 18-year-old.
No, no. According to Kim, we're only fucking like 13, 14, buddy.
I mean, it's an adult.
She gives all the money, so she's right.
I would love to really understand them, but obviously, as I was saying earlier, these people cannot have a conversation. This is about their level. Can you imagine one of these beautiful women actually going on a date with the guy on a picnic? It's got to be a joke. And that's what women are exposed to all the time
I'd
now.
I'd love to see Gary out on a fucking
really
date.
Bitchy to men, and I can't blame them.
Hey, baby, yeah, I just got out of the gym. You want me to bench press you or some shit?
The makeup artist community. These type of guys that are.
Hold on, let me do
like,
this shot of steroids
of
in my ass.
Makeup artist.
Before I can do this.
Like the crappy stuff.
My dick might not be much to look at, but I can bench press like
a
motherfucker.
Let's get some callers in here. Okay, hopefully I see some good area codes up there. We'll have some questions, but I got another prank call. And I know the area codes already.
He's fucking scared.
You want to have some fun? What the heck? Who get entertained by this? Wait, I think we may have a normal person. I'm not sure. I recognize this area code. Hi, how you doing?
Hey. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, where's Gary?
I'm right here.
Hey, buddy, what are you doing?
I'm having a radio show, obviously.
Yeah.
Dickhead. You don't talk to your fans like that.
What can I get that will bring my testosterone up?
Is this a PLA? Or, whatever.
I'm feeling a build-up, so I think so.
Raging hard on.
Yep.
Oh, look at that voice. There you go. Yeah, the voice gives you away.
Does it?
Yeah. I mean, really,
I
how did you... Now, how did you become like this? I gotta know. I mean, this is
I gotta fucking know.
First thing I did is I learned how to bench 200 pounds.
And that's not a lot.
A banana up my butt.
Now, how is that supposed to entertain anybody? How is that supposed to...
Are you guys all
entertaining your listeners?
Is that entertainment?
Yeah. I mean... If you really want to treat a woman right, you just take a dump on her chest.
You know, you really have some serious problems. I used to be against psychiatry.
Nothing says I love you like missionary anal.
You really should seek professional help. I've never said this to anybody else before, but you really do need it.
You said
have a nice evening. Go do 100 push-ups, maybe a
push-up. If you listen to his shows, he repeats basically verbatim his shows week after week.
Hardcore, 15-year-old raging hard-on.
I don't think you could get a girl if you had a fistful of hundreds in a whorehouse in Thailand, okay? Good night.
I'm sure he could.
That was another one.
And
that's not the same guy. That is not the same guy. They're illustrating my point.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to have some women pull in and give some commentary about these guys.
The same guys over here.
Because you got to feel bad for women. Because they're out there, and these are the guys that they see all day. And you wonder why they're buying gas.
They participate in these prank calls.
We got another caller in. Let's see this guy. I think I know the area code. Please be normal. I mean, 1 out of 3, right? Hey, good evening. How you doing?
Please don't.
We're partners.
Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God.
Damn it.
I thought it was us.
I know. Yeah, I thought I heard
that
a beep.
Last guy. David, that's say hello. Hey, how you doing, folks? This is David.
That's Derek.
Oh, hi there.
I was hoping you'd call David.
You guys are just lonely, man. That's all.
God, I want to do the gay.
I've been going to be lonely a long time. You know, but they illustrate the point that men have become like little teenage girls.
Correct.
Notice they're all fascinated with anal stuff, which is kind of disgusting. By the way, there's another word for anal stuff. It's called sodomy. Okay, look it up in your Bible.
I learned something.
I'm going to
look it up in the dictionary there, Gary, instead of the Bible. They might give you a little more explanation.
I mean, that's just so strange to me. Most real men would think that's great to be able to pump iron, and this guy is acting like he's allergic to it, and it's almost like
Gary's in the gym pumping iron while I'm at home fucking his lady.
Well, young girls are turned off by
look how much I got bench. Yeah, you fucking like that? Look at that. Look at these fucking muscles.
Because you know I work around and I teach him
while I'm doing a fucking core workout with his just pounding that shit.
I'll flex and they'll look and they'll go, ooh, gross. I'm like, what, you don't like muscles? And they're like, no, I think they're gross. Now, as they get older, they tend to appreciate it, but you mentioned teenage girls, young ones, like 13, yeah.
Why is he talking about these girls?
So
what the fuck do they care what a 13-year-old is attracted to?
I was talking about like regular, normal women.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no, normal women. Well,
oh,
some of them
boy.
Don't like it, overdone, but... You know, 2 inches old.
Keep talking, Gary. I'm going to find another show to call.
A lot of them
keep talking about us for
really, really big body.
Oh, he does every week. Or, you know, I let him go for about 2 weeks here.
Well,
2-3 weeks where I didn't call him, and that was
all
buffered again. He got a false sense of security.
A body dildo or not with that guy's character, it doesn't matter what.
It's his fucking character.
He's just talking about.
He's a little girl. That's all.
Yeah, you know, I know we're talking about this.
Ooh, I found
as I said earlier, most guys act like girls now.
Yeah.
I found our next one.
Oh, nice.
So of course you have.
I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna wait a few minutes because they got a long time still. But
now women are starting
interracial
to relationship, like men,
relationships in television. That'll be fun.
That'll be interesting.
Correct.
The N word may come out in that one.
Yeah, it's like I'm always trying to be more alpha.
You have been warned.
You're a martial artist. Always trying to get your punch better and better and better. That's just the way men are.
He's an alpha.
But I think we have another phony phone call, and this is a different one. Let's give him a shot. Could be a normal guy. So what are the odds on that? You ready?
Let's do it. Hey, I show you I'm a normal person. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. I was actually wondering if you could weigh in on the border crisis going on right now.
Well, this is not really a political show, but if you want to get the best political show, go to Infowars.com.
Oh, is that with Alex Jones?
Absolutely.
Isn't he a Power Ranger?
All right. No, he's not a Power Ranger.
Even though this is a prank?
Oh, you're so funny. Oh,
you
my
guys
God,
are doing pretty damn good to
talk. Yeah, you're the funniest piece of shit in the world. You happy, you dumb shit?
You're getting so fucking butthurt over
he left. But now there's another guy popping up. Let's see if I can prove my point that men act like girls. Maybe this is a normal guy. Ready?
Let's
here we
do
go.
It, gay.
This is like, it's almost like fun. As soon as they want to turn him on. Hi, good evening. How you doing?
Hey, Gary. I heard that steroids make you know, your testicles and everything shrink up. Is that the case with you?
What the hell stories have you heard, and what the hell are you talking about?
I just was wondering, you know?
Obviously, you're gay if you're so interested in the dude's balls, man. I mean, what the hell is wrong with you?
That's what I'm trying to get up, and I am.
Well, good. Then you should freaking go with a gay guy and get married.
His partner there is speechless. He's like, fuck.
You are a freaking homo, dude. I mean, something's wrong with you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, that's bullshit. I'm going
to
write Blog Talk Radio about this guy.
Do something else, man.
Hey, no. I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Oh, is that a threat?
I just cut him off.
I was thinking that, Paul.
Yeah, just cut him off. Obviously, it's a group of people, probably the Hate Gary Brodsky group or whatever.
Yeah, that's us.
Deciding they're going to call in and do all that. Yeah, mm-hmm. Don't even. But you know what? They're listening to you, man.
Well, we're not listening. We're just going to get up. We're laughing at you.
They must be closet gays or some shit, these guys, because they're just sold nuts with.
I'm going to tell him I'm the Cobra Commander.
Gary doesn't like that. And he makes a stand on that. So they're just fucking with him.
Well, it's almost like in high school, the guy that's the most anti-homophobic is usually gay.
Right.
These guys are just totally pushing it.
What?
So wait a minute. The most anti-homophobic, wouldn't that be him?
But it's just, you know, hey.
Oh, shit.
I didn't
what?
Just
you're
fucking
not. It's
just said he's
they're gay.
Exactly
what you're saying. And if anyone has
any common
sense, they see that, you know, this is where
we're
headed.
So since
we're
pushing, that means we're straight.
Where we are.
His actually. Logic.
That is and, exactly you know, it's not that these guys call. It's that you see these guys
Jerry,
everywhere.
I love this going on.
Everywhere. You see them everywhere. You see them, Derek or David?
Oh, yeah.
He hung up on Nova? That's
well,
bullshit.
I see him. I mean, it's creepy now, you know?
Keep calling, guys. This is funny.
I believe it's probably like
pretty
the
soon he's
going to
say he's got about 1,000 calls
in the water or something. I mean, these guys are brainwashed and just completely lost their manhood.
Man, fucking Carlito brainwashed us all.
It's actually sad to see the casualties.
Are you happy?
These are actual, to me, the casualties. Carlito? Because, you know, I go out of my way to help these guys, but there is a point, as we all know, beyond help.
Yeah, G-Man, hopefully when I get my laptop set up, I'll have some little bit of background music.
Yeah, I started out to help. These guys need help, okay?
Yeah. Come on, Gary.
Please help.
I mean, let them be little punks that they are and just get all the women that you get. If they're happy by
Gary, don't get no women.
Calling in and doing
maybe
prank calls,
lady boys.
Okay? You just keep getting laid.
Gary loves
thank
the lady
thank
boys.
Thank you for being a pussy. That's
you know, it's funny because guys think their girlfriend's going to leave them. Let him go. They'll see these guys. They'll come running back. These guys, not just the callers. These guys in every town across the country. I think I got about 13 of them lined up here. Well, at least, hey, you know.
13, more like 500.
Yeah, you know, I've seen that happen with Andrew Dice Clay. You know, you got these guys disrupting and stuff like that.
They call me
and,
Andrew
you know,
Dice
it's
Clay.
Just like a kid crying for attention. And I'm sad they never got a chance to grow up, to have fun in their life, to ever go out.
We're having a lot of fun right now.
To drive a car fast, to ride a motorcycle.
And it's free fun.
To have two women at one time.
It's fun at your expense. You know,
to feel like they've accomplished something, or even failed at something. They take no chances, believe me.
Gary, how long have you been talking about us?
How long, really? It's been a while.
What you do is you let them call, give them their time, but you give them a time limit. They start acting stupid, laugh, and then click next caller. And they'll probably do it all night long, and the next show, and the next.
I give you a break.
Derek, you still there?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, I guess I'm not mad at them. I just am mad at the culture that created these guys. You know,
Carlito.
Sad, you know, like,
he's extremely
what happened to, like,
butter. No, I'm not mad at them.
Guys were really men.
I'm just disappointed.
They died for these punks, you know, that are completely brainwashed, and they almost make fun of how real men behave. It's they're totally pushing the politically correct agenda, and
is that what we're doing?
I don't know. It's just sickening, but you know,
I need some time with this gentleman to rebut.
You know, waste of time.
You got to remember that's the agency. They own everything.
I hope we shut you down early, Gary. That's what I do to most shows.
Yeah,
I've shut them down
really
45 minutes to an hour early.
It's really not their fault. Now, when they're given an opportunity,
that'll give
to change
him
it,
a favor. Host, look in the mirror for one.
At this point, it's not because the environment has
looking in the mirror. You like what you fucking see, huh?
Well, I mean, obviously, Tashi. He's obviously.
Well, imagine you run
he's
a
martial arts studio. You like how this cock looks, huh?
I'm not gay.
So, yeah, because you mentioned
he looks at his
a couple
dick.
Weeks
he
ago
starts
about
getting
how
sad. He's,
you know, my son's
we'll go hit the gym.
And, you know, it's the teacher is great. This, you know, there's Sifu. He it's all right. It's not
I think we're going to drop off, Gary. I do have a new show lined up. Interracial Relationships in Television. I will send a link into the chat, so if everyone wants to get involved. We'll give it a second here. Hopefully they're taking calls. I figure that type of topic they should be.
Yeah.
They are all African-American hosts, to be politically correct. You know, Gary was getting on my case about that.
Yeah.
So I can't give you guys the number, but I'll give you the link. You can find the fucking number yourself. Come on. Come on, little pony. Drag across that number. Here we go. So I hope everybody's having fun. I sure as fucking am. Even when I wasn't talking, I was busting a fucking nut listening to you guys call them.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And that's what I like. The interactive factor.
You didn't even, like, link them, did you? They just kind of, like, found
it. No, yeah. Place. Well, I sent it to Tabachi. And then I think he passed it.
Oh, shit! Fuck, sorry, a silverfish just almost crawled across my foot. I'm a pussy. Shit.
Okay, let's see here. Oop, I got to copy the link to Block Talk.
All right, just smashed it with the basketball. Nice.
All right, that's the new one. So we're calling in right now and a group call. And Baz, just let me know if you want in on this conf, buddy. We'll throw you in.
Hey, what up, Bass?
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host,
let it go for a few
please press
minutes, you
1
know,
at any
time,
and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Enterprise.
I've never
and,
had a screener stop me
Captain
from getting
Kirk kissed one of the alien ladies. Her name was Michelle Nichols. But, yeah, that was the first interracial kiss.
Can
now,
you link the show in the
Frank Nation
excellent chat room?
In William Shatner's book, he wrote that the kiss never happened. He said it just looked like an apple. Yeah, because he was shying away from, you know, all the backlash of kissing a black woman on film because his producers and the directors were directing them to do so. But he really did not want to do it.
I'm getting a...
And in Michelle...
in case you're wondering, George, they do have a chat room if you want to indulge yourself in there also.
So you can tell that
an echo. By the time error,
that was just
the web page.
Yeah, was that supposed to happen? Was not that was going to happen? I just found that interesting. So you guys can look that little trivia up and have some fun with it.
Yes, George is the captain of molesting their chat rooms.
I'm going to take a short break, and we're going to come on back, and we're going to get further into this topic tonight as our chat room fills up and our board seems to be filling up. But, we got to be careful this week because we are talking about a very sensitive issue.
Shit.
And,
all right. Crap.
Prepare people because they're going to be screening.
How ignorant they can be. So I'm going to say now that, it's unfortunate that we have to do these things to one another, but we're not going to tolerate the names and, the racial comments tonight. So if that's what you're planning,
you are now in the host queue.
Right. I know, because the board is filling up, and that's what it is. Yeah, I can tell. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take a break, and we're going to do some call screening during our break. Hot Topics Talk Radio.
So I'll handle it, Jake.
Yolanda, offering the best in custom nail design. Nails by Yolanda provides you with that personal touch not offered in most nail salons today. Nails by Yolanda specializes in acrylic, 3D, gel manicures, and glitter tips. So for your personal manicure, pedicure, and personal nail design, contact Yolanda at 702-845-1671. That number again is 702-845-1671.
Anybody want to put money down if I could beat this screener?
Nails by Yolanda, your personal nail design specialist.
Kind of groovy music, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got some of that Kenny G fucking shit going.
Prejudice. Wrote a song about it? Like to hear it? Here you go.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, I was confused.
I thought that was the girl answering.
I thought it was, too.
This is my jam.
I bet if we wait till the last 2 minutes of Gary's show and come back, he'll still be carrying on about us.
Oh, I'm sure.
Ooh, I found another one. How the system is failing black students. And for you fuckers who think I'm racist, I'm not. I just picked the ones that have the most... Hello?
1748.
How you doing? I was calling about, a character that I really liked. You ever see that show, Boy Meets
Thank
World?
Thank you for using Blog Talk
Radio. She fucking
Radio.
Cut me out for no reason. Goodbye.
Why?
Do you believe that shit?
That was normal conversation.
No shit. Wow. Wow.
That was a little racist, I think.
Yeah, I'm calling back. That's bullshit. Let me get my fucking... I was going to talk about Sean and the... I forget the black girl's name.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Let's talk about how that's complicated.
You are now in the host queue.
Relationship rather than Cory and Topanga and I don't think so.
She's a porn star now.
Topanga? No, she's
not. Yeah. What'd you say?
No, she's not. She's on a spinoff now, Girl Meets Boy or something.
Really?
They brought the original characters back. They got the one chick that kind of looks like her. It's called Teen Topanga, I think.
Oh, that's
she looks really close to her.
Yeah, I was gonna say I thought that was her.
But yeah, they brought the original characters back for the spinoff. Girl Meets Boy. That's usually when I call.
661-748.
Yeah, well, I was explaining my point and I got cut off.
Okay, what was your point? You gotta hurry up.
Oh, well, the point was on Boy Meets World there, they had Sean, you know, the best friend character, and then they had the, I forget her name, she was an African-American girl. I thought their relationship was actually more complex than what, say, the Corey and Topanga characters were, because they had that interracial mixture, you know, put into the relationship. So I thought it was a level above what Topanga and Corey was. And when they actually had that many, you know, kissing scenes and stuff. And, you know, I thought that was going to enrage people.
Thank you for your comment. We're going to log your number. We'll be right back.
All right.
God bless.
Don't hang up.
Don't hang up.
We're in, folks. Yes, Barthelon.
Don't hang up. Damn, that's some good shit.
All right, we're back here on Hot Topics Talk Radio. We are discussing interracial relationships in the media, specifically television. You know, I really enjoy when people are calling in and they are taking part in the subject matter, but I just don't want to do the prank stuff. I really don't. So I just had to get rid of a lot of people. That goes for our chat room as well, because we will kick you out. So I'm just letting you know, okay, because a lot of people do come here. They want to have a good time by listening to the show. So I just want to make sure that I say that. So if you're joining us by way of the chat room, I say thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate you spending your time with us tonight, as we do every Wednesday night. Also, if you're listening to us by way of phone or through the HTTR app, thank you also for spending your night with us. Hot Topics Talk Radio is sponsored by Shades of Africa and SPMG Media. You can find more information on our sponsors on our website at www.hottopicstalkradio.com. Oh, let's get back into this topic.
All right, bitch.
One more thing I totally forgot. While you're in the chat room, do us a favor. There are little banner ads that are there placed for Hot Topics Talk Radio to gain credit with Blog Talk Radio. So while you're there online, go ahead and click on those little banner ads. Those banner ads help us to gain credit here on Blog Talk Radio so we can bring you these shows. So do us that favor. But I want to talk about, you know, it seemed like that there was all of a sudden this influx of black shows, you know, that showed family. It promoted intelligence, showing the professional life. It showed even love. You know, you had a lot of, you know, shows that showed love, not just in the family matter, and they weren't stereotypical shows. But it seemed like those particular shows, they came and went so quickly. And actually, I looked up that there were actually, I don't want to move ahead, so scratch that. Dee, you remember the Cosby, don't you? The Cosby Show?
Yes, ma'am.
What was that show to you? I mean, how did that show relate to you when you were coming back?
Well, it kind of related to me because, it kind of reminded me of my upbringing. I mean, with, you know, with both parents in the household.
I apologize to anyone this may offend, but I'm going to blast the N-word over and over.
It was more like, you know, family can get together.
This is too perfect, and after what I had to do to get on.
And after all our family,
it's warranted.
He's not being serious. It's all for comedic value.
So kind of watched. That was a show that we all could watch and enjoy. It was like a, kind of like a feel good, like a feel good story. It made you feel good being black coming up. You know, social. They had to find a motivation because you know the mom was a what? The dad was a doctor. The mom was a lawyer. You know, it just showed a very happy environment. You know, both parents working, you know, doing something, you know, constructive, doing things with their kids. You know, it just showed an all-around, you know, good time, but at the same time, togetherness. And that's what I got the most out of it, the togetherness of it.
Okay. So what about, well, I know that you're not old enough to remember 227.
Yeah, come on, don't be funny. Come on, man. I remember
227. And look, and Yvonne's still here. No, I don't remember 227. You lie like a rug.
That was my mother's favorite show. She used to love that. Love us, Jack A.
Yep. Exactly. That's how Jack A got her start, actually.
Jack A and Regina King.
Yeah, and Regina King. That's right.
You know, Regina King grabbed my
bus. Oh, nice. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, I think
she was so fly.
She's a nice looking little girl.
Well, she's not a little girl anymore.
No, she's doing her thing. She had that cop show on. I don't know if they canceled it or not, but it's really a good show. What about, do you guys remember, Family Matters,
yeah.
Urkel, and Living
Single. His name was Jai White.
Different World.
What?
You know? All of those
great shows.
Yeah, all great shows. So what would be the reason that these type of shows will be canceled, do you think?
They suck.
Well, that's a good question, Tony. I mean, because you're right.
They grew up and graduated and moved out of the fucking parents' house. How far was it supposed to go?
You know, and it kind of makes you wonder, why did they get canceled? You know, considering what we'd have to watch now for reality TV. And the other, you know, shows.
I used to watch the shit out of Family Matters.
Right.
You know, it's kind of like we took like 5 or 10 back.
Exactly. But you know what my favorite show back then was? Because we're going to move into some of the shows that are now interracial shows. But my favorite show back then was not only Good Times, but even Before Good Times.
Great
and,
Times.
Sanford and Son. I used to enjoy Julia, and that show portrayed a professional black woman. She was a nurse, and she was raising her son on her own.
You know what show I like? Mama's Family.
You know, this gives you it gives you something to actually say, okay, well, I can identify with. I just enjoyed it. So I'm sorry, I'm trying to do two things at one time.
Excuse
me.
I got a question for him on the answer.
Right. But, you know, those family shows are the ones that really, really made a difference, I think, to a lot of blacks who are not only in the entertainment industry, who are now following the footsteps of some of those actors and actresses.
Oh, jeez.
But they made a lot of difference to those people like us.
That's a problem with because black talk radio shows. You have to wait a few minutes for the payoff.
Actually, you know, are portrayed. And a lot of times
actually, the one that I just clicked on isn't going to work because it's Talk Real
life.
Solutions, and that's like a 45-minute wait
my
to talk to anybody.
You know, when we thought to do this show and talk about interracial relationships, I thought, wow, it would be pretty interesting to start trying to dissect some of the shows that were all black cast or black main cast and show them, you know, as positive shows and try and figure out what is it now that we don't see those shows because they come and go and they're done with it.
Come and go.
But what I noticed that, because we're now going to move into that area of the interracial shows, you've got more long-running interracial shows that are showing interracial relationships than you did back then.
For interracial sex.
In real life, it's more out there. But what you see, the TV shows are more black women with white men.
Mm-hmm. I hate everything Tyler Perry has ever done.
This is starting to switch around now to, I'm sorry, what did I say? Okay, it was black women with white men. Mm-hmm. Now it's more black men. Black men with white women.
Okay.
That's what has been out there. Now there's so
fat
many
women.
Black women with white men. And, you know, I just TV
is that what I think, I guess what I want to ask is that what television production.
Baz is currently in
the
queue for this show.
I mean, is that the norm?
Well, it's becoming the norm. Because of that reason, because you said back in the day, you've seen so many black men with white women. Now it's like, well, let's put a little twist to it. Let's put some more hollered black women.
Oh, Jesus, come on.
White men. Give them a little twist.
You got your phone lines filling up. But yet,
right,
you're the same three people on the fucking line all the time.
Let's have more of it. If this show works, let's try another show. Might try it. Okay, let's try another show. And it's just a trickle down effect. And that's what's hot right now. That's what's out right now. That's what you see more of right now.
Right, you do. Because what I find interesting is that I looked up all of the black shows, the more popular black shows that we would know.
Isn't black?
And it came in around at the number of maybe 15 black
it's
shows.
It's definitely not.
Black
ignorant.
Families and love and children and, you know, positive images.
Mm-hmm.
But since 2007, there have been 22 interracial
black Jesus.
Relationships that have been showed on television and through prime time.
That one Cheerios commercial had.
I think the longest running.
Why am I getting into this?
What is the show? Well, there are a lot of long running, but there was one in particular, Lost, which caught a lot of stuff. Remember Lost on ABC?
You know, I've seen that. I never watched.
What's up?
If Baz gets on the air,
really
you guys are going to hear some fucking comedy.
I think in the beginning,
uh-oh,
when they started to introduce the interracial couple, it was a mature couple, an older couple. She was black, he was white.
Yeah, we'll try that next, Nova. That
I
could
think
be a good
when
one.
They began to show them more, that is when, I'm sorry, you guys, I'm trying to kick some folks out of the chat room. That was when things
I wonder
started
guys
to
in there doing
go
your
down
jobs.
In their ratings
good
because
voice.
They started to show, you know.
George, I'll pet your
more.
Cock later.
And then as they saw the ratings were starting to dissipate and to increase, then they stopped showing that black couple, and eventually they actually killed them off halfway through the season, which was not
say
supposed
it
to be
so.
Spoiler
so,
alert.
It just makes
so
you wonder if, even though that now we're seeing more interracial relationships in television,
no,
if that is actually, you know,
yesterday?
Something that, oh, God, that is something that, you know, they now we're starting to like kick back a little
lies.
Bit and say, okay, we got to kind of tone it down a little bit. It's an interesting, you know, issue that's going on with interracial relationships in television.
And
let me say this to those who are in the chat room: I apologize for the ignorance that is going on. We are trying to kick people out as fast as we can.
Yeah, but
so,
you can't keep it off of your phone lines, bitch.
For all of those awful things
all
that are going
African Americans
on in the chat room, and unfortunately, when we do shows like this,
a lot
those
of them.
Things happen because we
times.
Still have a lot of hateful people
hateful.
Around the globe. So, just try and ignore it, and we'll try and take care of it as fast as we can, okay? Thank you so much.
God bless.
I want to ask you guys about particular shows, because there's actually one that is one of my favorites now, but I'm not going to go to that one yet, because that's where I want to hear.
Didn't we get them started talking about shows?
That maybe watch the show that we want to call in and comment. There are a couple of shows, like I said, that they kind of make groundbreaking areas for interracial relationships. Do you guys remember the show Girlfriends?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember that? Okay. Do you remember the portion of the episode? Well, I think it was in their last season, where Tony Childs, she was portrayed by Jill Marie Jones, and Todd Garrett. She was married to Todd in this.
What the fuck did she do? Screen people just to keep him on hold?
Played by Jason Pate. Do you remember she started dating a white boy?
A white boy? That's racist.
You guys remember that? It happened so fast.
Bez, just to warn you, you're going to have to beat a screener if you already haven't.
And they got rid of it. They canceled it.
Real quick, because I don't remember this.
You don't remember that?
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Well, if I can take you back, Girlfriends actually ran from 2000 to 2008. That particular show, like I said, had, the four girls, but one of them started having problems dating black men. So she ended up meeting this white guy. And they ended up getting married, and they had a child. You remember that?
Well, I remember now. It's
in the chat room under your name.
Who knows?
All right, you guys, I'm sorry about that. That is not me.
You guys are chat awesome. Room,
okay, because, first of all,
you've been hacked.
You're the real Tony Breedlove. You wouldn't have balls.
At least they have a little fun with
and
it.
And you know that I would never say the N-word.
Wow.
So you know that's not me. thanks, Pastor Ray. So good to see you.
And also Pastor Bruce.
Oh, Pastor Bruce. Hey, Pastor Bruce.
Girlfriend wasn't on.
No, Baz, we wouldn't do that.
They actually moved to BET because they were on Channel 13 in Los Angeles, right? But they ended up moving them into syndication to BET, and in syndication, they started to run the reruns or the repeats.
Oh, that's funny.
But that is when that show started to decline, when she started to date and then marry this white guy, and when they had that baby. That is when the show.
I found the culprit was pretending to be her.
And the network dumped it.
Dashy.
That ran from 2000 to 2008. Really a good show. Really a good show.
I'm sure George has been in there for a while.
I need to get me a pony shirt. I'd wear that.
I got a question for you. Okay, so if the writer wrote that in the script.
They're going to force me to go in there and do some trolling while I'm waiting.
In the script.
Let's see here.
I mean, they took it off the air, but you can let the network take it off, right?
Under my screen name, Santa is a whore.
Because the writers are actually employed by the network, and they have to write according to how they want that show to go.
Mm-hmm.
So the network, they have what they call is reading. Yeah,
this is what they push me to, because they won't
and
let me on the phone.
That is when they look at
log my number.
Every actor's contract. And
log my number, and they're
going to
let me
writing.
No, they're the same three people.
So when they're at these reading sessions and they're doing these roundtables,
all they want to do is get on there and go,
good evening,
my
big
friends.
If they don't sign this contract, we've got to be able to write them a quick exit.
That's all they want to do.
In the same case with
It'll be worth it.
With the same case with
the character Tony Shire.
I've done so much.
And Todd Garrett on Girls.
I sung him a song called...
When they started dating and they started seeing a jump in the ratings, they had to write that show.
Fixing your car, he's stealing shit, he's negative.
They got rid of it.
I just kept saying, wow.
That's the truth.
You know, I was going to get off at one, but I don't think I'm going to be able to.
Now, there are a couple
of shows. When I was doing a show, I was going to get off at 10 or at 11.
Well, some of them, you know, in this list of 22, I have not seen, so I have to say that, you know, I can't comment. But what I find interesting is that a lot of the shows that are now showing interracial relationships are now those that are not on just prime-time television on our area networks, but a lot of them now are filtered into our cable television shows.
It's called syndicated, bitch. Spit it out.
you guys remember the, what series is that? The Vampire Diaries. That's on CW. But it was, gosh, what is it? I just looked at it. Eureka on the Sci-Fi.
I remember the N-word diaries.
Here's one I never heard of, and what was so weird. It only lasted for a couple of months.
Oh, my God.
I remember it was skinny on that one. That was, here it is, 4400. You guys, have you ever heard of that show?
4400?
Yeah, it lasted about 3 weeks and got fucking canceled.
Never heard of it.
Never.
But also, like, here's one, Mr. Sunshine. It was actually on ABC with an interracial relationship.
What are you talking about?
Alonzo Pope, who was played by...
Just take our calls or Baz's.
Oh, you're fucking enraging me.
I'm sorry. My screen moved.
This is worse than
fucking Dashy must be back at
here
it again.
Alonzo Pope, played by James Whisher and Alice, played by Andrea Anders on ABC. It's called Mr. Sunshine. Their first episode actually aired on February 9th of 2011, and their show was dumped on April.
Because it was shit.
2011. So that didn't last long either. I just wonder what happened to that one. But did you guys ever watch the series?
That's what...
Nope. That was a good series.
How fucking simple is that?
That particular series, well, because it was a period,
it's almost like they're retarded.
Because it was and it
almost,
was taking back into the Roman era. And it was taking back into the Roman. I don't think interracial relationships back then. I don't think interracial relationships back then. I don't think it was an issue. So that one was written almost as true to the era as possible. But that particular show was on Stars, and popular show, really a popular show. Great writing.
Okay, if it was on Stars, it wasn't that popular.
Lasted for 4 seasons.
Let's be honest.
It's gone.
So let's be fucking honest.
And that show had interracial relationships all through it.
Yeah, you have a problem with fans.
You know what? It's a tongue twister. It's a tongue twister. I don't know. But my next question would be to everyone, including in the chat room. Do you think that the writing of our TV shows today, whether they be on local channels or whether they be on cable channels, are those interracial relationship type shows now taking over to signify that if it's accepted in everyday life, that is what we're going to have to see? Do you think that they're writing these so that they cram down our throats that we have to accept interracial relationships?
Well, you know what? I don't think they're cramming it down. If we choose to watch it. Mm-hmm. You know, those that don't appreciate or like the idea of seeing...
Fuck. I was kicked out of the chat.
You know, damn it. Interracial relationships on TV, you have the option of not to tune in.
All I asked was, but what was the name of the show with the N-word bitch who fucked all the white boys? That's all I wanted to know.
But it's out there every day. I mean, bullshit. You walk down the streets, you see...
I thought this was an informative show.
You know, a mixed couple together.
whether it be black and white, Asian and black, Asian and white. You know, it's out there.
Oh, I'm about to abandon this motherfucker.
You know, of course, we can't close our eyes to everyday life, but it, you know, it is what it is.
Close your eyes, but I can still see your teeth.
You know, and I think they are because it is so. It's so focused now.
Ooh.
In everyday life.
Ooh, I just saw a show.
What's the difference in?
Oh, I'm gonna go back to that.
Him.
Something about Trayvon Martin. That'll be a good target.
I just thought
oh, yes.
Well, because you see it on TV. Well, because you see it every day.
Motherfucker.
You see it on TV. That's how you look at it. You see it every day.
Got that fucking cough from Gary.
Damn it,
make a big deal about being on TV. I mean,
give me
that
fucking internet AIDS.
Thank you for using Blog Talk
Holy
Radio.
Fucking hung about me after all that time. Are you bullshitting me? You fucking whore.
Oh. That slut.
Oh, you butt slut bitch.
Ugh.
All right, people. Oh. All right.
Damn.
I gotta look for another goddamn show or either make some calls in between. I should call Kim and fucking make sure that, make sure she's all right.
Yeah, that's true. We did kind of fuck her life up.
I want to call her back and ask her why she blocked me.
Well, hopefully Baz gets on.
Yeah, Nova, I know you sent me a show. It was from yesterday. It's not live, you motherfucker. I looked at it, and I was like, son of a monkey tit.
That's what he said. I heard him.
Yeah, it's true. All right. So, yeah, my Chrome is running slow. So I'm trying to peruse the available shows. Man Leads Radio. Is the man supposed to be heard of or head of your dinner table? He's only got 6 minutes left.
This is the recording.com.
Yeah. Should the man be there? I'm like, you know what I see? Ron Reck. I swear to God that's the guy that runs the Gripe Show. But Sloth's not around to fucking confirm it.
Ron Reck. I know that name.
I'm pretty sure. Well, he used to run a show on today. That might be him. He used to run a show today. And me and Sloth called in and fucking tag-teamed him like one day. Shut his entire fucking show down, and for the past about a month and a half, he hasn't done a show.
Oh. You think he's back?
But he does say call in, so this should be a prime target.
You guys, you'll probably be able to recognize his voice, right?
Should be able to. He thinks he's funny. Like, he'll sit there and, like, you'll talk shit back and forth, and what he does is he mutes you, and then keeps going. To make it appear that, like, he won the argument that you bitched out and left.
Oh.
And,
that bad.
So, yeah, well, he did it to Sloth. He muted him and then hung up. And I was like, hey, listen there, dick lips. I go, he would have probably answered your fucking question if you didn't mute him.
So you called him out right in front of the boys.
That's not the show you sent me, Nova. Or wait a minute, am I thinking Nova or Dashy? Hang on. Let me see who sent that show.
I thought you said Nova the first time.
Well, somebody sent me a show, and it was like called Eating Isn't Cheating, or Is It? So basically, is eating pussy cheating or not?
Ooh.
Yeah.
That would have been a good one to troll.
Yeah.
Yesterday,
but I may be accusing... Nova sending it to me rather than
Dashy.
Than Dashy, yes. No, it was Nova that sent it to me.
That son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm. Not JDF. He wants me to call Bill Bean Encounters of the Strange and Unexplained.
Oh, interesting.
That could be a target. Hey, Dashy, or Nova, send me how much time they got left on the air so I can figure out which one. Yeah, they get an hour 34, so we'll keep that in our back pocket. I'm going to drag the Baz machine in.
Nice.
Okay, I gotta stop this on this webpage because the guy's voice is splitting my fucking head. I know my I might sound far away from my mic, that's because it's sitting on my desk and I'm trying to type, so I can't hold the motherfucker. And hello, Baz.
Hey, Baz.
Hey, 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 I was sitting in their queue and the bitch kept hanging up on me.
She hung up on me when she was supposed to doing the screening, and I called back. Yeah. And I was like, you hung up on me while I was doing my making my point. And then she said she was logging my shit to be on the show, and then after fucking 25 minutes hung up on me.
Bitch.
She's what you call a whore.
Yeah.
A butthole.
I was going to talk about my favorite interracial scene from TV. It was from that episode of Cops where the white cop was chasing the black pimp and his hoes down the street.
That's what I was fucking dying from. I'm like, oh, fucking Baz gets on the air, you're going to hear some comedy. And I typed your other one into their chat and it got me fucking banned. You were like, the show with the black big tit bitch that fucked all the white guys, except I changed it to the N-word instead of black bitch, and they didn't like that too much.
I love when that black guy on the phone said, someone's using your name.
Yeah, that was thanks to Dashy. I appreciate that. Dashy was pulling some
shenanigans.
Yeah, he was pulling some shenanigans out of his fucking underwear. All right, people. So there's the next one we're gonna attack. It's some type of politics. He wants us to. Well, yeah, he wants us to call in. It says it right on his page. So we're gonna call in and see what's going on. And I'm thanks again to Tabachi for broadcasting me because I haven't figured out.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host,
speak to the host right now.
You are now in the host queue.
Well, it's true, but I think it is the banks of today that is the problem. I mean, the banks of yesterday were not the problem. The banks of today are the problem. And so you've got...
Well, didn't the banks of yesterday become the banks of today?
And the banks are all in cahoots with Washington, D.C. It's like a political game they're playing with us. And
of course
it's a
they
mind
are.
Game.
It's the FDIC.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio.
What the fuck is going on now here? This is shenanigans.
That's chicken shit bullshit.
Yeah, they do have a chat room, by the way, people. Get on that shit. We're going to call back. When you tell somebody to call in, and then you don't fucking take a call, that's some hog ball shit. You've angered the Dwight.
That's not constitutional.
Nah.
They're infringing on my First Amendment right, goddammit, to tell a motherfucker to go to hell. Okay, what's Nova got?
There's
no stop. Oh, okay.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1. You are now in the host queue.
Like you just said, all the various countries, they're the ones that control these banks. I mean, we're not in control of that because this country is pretty much
been
sold
out. It's out of the chat. I mean,
say
nothing.
China,
that's bullshit.
China owns probably almost everything you live around right now. China... does.
Well, no shit.
And,
we may find out this asshole is just going to keep disconnecting us.
Russia's got in. I don't know, God knows what they got in here. But, you know, but the fact of the matter is I mean, and this has been a fact since I was a kid. I can remember hearing these stories back then, you know, that the Chinese own everything.
Yeah, Baz, we had
remember
some fun
when
you
used to
go to
all these convenience stores, all China? Now it's not China. Now you see Pakistani
the truth is
very nice.
This country has been taken over from within.
Wreaking some havoc
within.
Again,
they came
huh?
over here. They've
this country's been taken over by the Mexicans and the queers.
Well,
I'll be right back. I got to open
then,
the
window. The solution may sound may sound simpler than you think.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yep.
And that means...
praise Jesus,
the banking industry in this country wanted to stop, I mean, just plain stop across the board, granting the government more and more lines of credit, which is what they're doing through the international banking, the International Monetary Fund. Guess what?
What?
The country would have one. The federal government would have one huge problem. They'd be bankrupt.
That's one thing I will agree with Rand Paul on, and I'm not a big Rand Paul fan. I do agree with some of the things, and he wants to get rid of the IMF, and I'm all for that.
Well, see, I understand why I was kicked out of the chat room with the name Santa is a whore.
That's true.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Excuse me, Ron, are you back? No, Ron is not.
Yeah, that's that bitch. She gets pissed.
Oh, watch you have a 111.
Uh-oh.
And you also have that 661 that you know not to touch.
Fuck, that'd be me.
About that. Yeah, just sent you a message.
Oh, did you?
You should tell him that you've been sleeping with
an
old
great.
Chinese man who owns five banks. And is that a bad thing?
Mm-mm.
He's your sugar daddy.
I'll leave him in here. He's driving up his ratings. You know, go ahead, Ron. Drive the ratings up.
No, that 661 is dangerous to your system.
Yeah.
Damn, she got us.
Well, that's not me. Not just 661.
Yes, block caller. How are you doing tonight?
How you doing, man? This is Michael Bay Horse.
Oh, yes.
That sounds familiar right there. Yes, it does.
I tell you what, man. We take Dwight, we take George, and we fuck him in the ass.
Now, why didn't I? Why did I not see this coming?
I've heard that troll voice before. I knew that sounded familiar.
George, did they tell you any idea how long it's going to take for your phone to hear?
Unfortunately, no idea.
Because you know what I got? I bought two of them. I got one of them brand new in the package, too. I can bring it up there, and you can have fun with it. You at least bust people's chops. Here, look at this thing. I bought two of these for my dog. You guys stop laughing now.
No, it isn't.
You buy. I got two of these. I got one of these things. What you do is you look at this. See the ball on the end of it? It's for the dog. And what happens when the dog... No, this isn't my dog, but a picture of how it looks when the dog is playing with it. Here's the second picture. Now, that way you can see how it looks when the dog's holding it. It's retarded, but it's hysterical because the dog runs up to you with this tongue-looking thing hanging out of his face.
Okay, Mike.
I don't get it, Ron. You got several calls on the line.
Yeah, it's after midnight. It's troll time on the Raising Nation Radio.
Oh, come on.
Oh, Lord.
George, you could have fun with it.
I'm
not people's chops.
I'm not even going to dignify that line with a response. I mean, really.
Is there a link to that?
Hey, guys, I might hang up, and I'm going to call in, too.
Okay.
And I'll rejoin you guys.
Oh, try 248.
We need some light to come up with a doozy.
Base 248 is an area code.
I can't.
Hello, Ron. There may be some aliens going on. All right, I want to talk about them.
Oh, we're not talking about aliens tonight, dear.
No. They're landing down from their spaceships, El Barco de la Madre. I'm telling you, man.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, sweetheart. But tonight we're not talking about aliens.
No.
But
no,
thank you.
Serious.
You have a good night.
Is it the mothership? Hey, listen, That's Michigan right there. I have ET phone home. I have ET phone home, and even text messages. That area code 248 was Detroit. So you know, we already know what happened to them. They've been taken over.
Okay, Ron, you got to. Your 111 is back.
I know. I'm glad you came back. I'm glad you're visiting with us. Yeah, I got 2661s on there. Yeah, nice.
Same number. So y'all need to watch. When you get 661, you don't want it.
There's two of them on there.
Two times.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio.
Aww. Sons of bitches.
Blog Talk Radio. You are now in the host queue.
Number or virus number, something you answered again.
Damn it. They recognized my Skype number.
Yeah.
And they hung up on me right away.
Oh, my God.
They just hung up on us.
Yeah, Barbara.
I got a call from a different number or something.
Yeah.
I think we need to. You need to have a forwarding number. I didn't do that.
You just fell out and showed me on the.
Because they're just going to hang up on Skype.
All of a sudden, my phone just went dead.
Well.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, it's because. Do you have a number associated with your Skype, Dwight?
No.
Blog Talk
Radio. So I think they're just hanging up on Skype Exchange.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Hold on, I might be able to fix my account there.
Stands to reason. You're out there. Oh, boy. I can't even do that. Jeez.
See, Ron, this is your song you should play right about now is Lunatic Fringe.
Yeah. Yeah, no shit. I need to program that.
I know you're out there. Doing heartache.
It's a good riff. I like that song.
I've tried my damnedest to get RZ to play that on his show. You know, he does a tinfoil hat show. I've tried to get him to play that song, and I cannot talk him into doing that. He will not.
Cannot talk him into doing that.
Yeah, I'm not going to keep fucking with him if he's just going to. I've messed with him before. That is the guy that did the Grape Show. I got into a big argument with him one time. And I was like, fuck yeah. You shut the fuck up. I'm talking to the bitch. Talking to the woman on there. He's like, oh, well, you don't talk about her like that. I go, you shut the fuck up. This is my show now. I'm the fucking host here. And he got really butthurt over it. He's like, no, you shut up.
Now you shut up.
Yeah, I was like, I fucking love it when you talk like that. Just started doing shit like that.
Okay, I just re-enabled my Skype caller ID number.
So if we do another one, they'll be able to get a normal number?
Well, if I call them,
gotcha.
It'll say it's like some Indiana number or something like that.
How does
I forget
that work,
where it is.
Because I got Debachi in here broadcasting.
Oh, yeah.
Or were you going to hang up and do your own thing?
No, well, that's what I did. I tried doing that just so that we could have more callers.
Yeah.
The people in the chat have been pretty good, especially like XYZQWA. He's
been
the one. Somebody sent me.
Apparently, Michael J. Horace.
Yeah.
Michael J. Horace, yeah. Okay, we're going to move on to.
Should we call Kim back?
Or
just leave it?
I don't know. She's kind of batshit crazy right now.
Yeah.
We got our convention. I called her yesterday with Turbo. Turbo wasn't on. It was me and Gordo. And she had some listing on Facebook about she wanted some kittens or something. And I kept telling her that her fucking friend Patty told me to call her and that she would be down if I dressed her up like a cat and fucked her and stuff like that. And she's sitting there giggling. I fucking sent her to meet Spin. She fucking stayed on the phone like 20 more minutes. Told her I was Jason David Frank and asked her to fucking meet at the like local pizzeria and shit at 3 o'clock. Wait, no bads. I can't call the UK. I got US and Canada. But yeah, she was down. Yep, 3 o'clock. Apparently, she went there at 3:20. And she said, I didn't see you. And I was like, well, you weren't there. I fucking thought you weren't coming, so I left. And so we called her back, and she thinks I'm a relative named Brandon. And apparently she's like either Brandon's grandma or something, but she is fucking pissed at Brandon.
Yeah, it's not aunt because she kept saying aunt.
Yeah, and apparently like my mother's broke and she's giving her all the money and something or other, and now we're not getting any, and she's fucking insane.
Yeah, it was a fucked up situation.
I will try Joe, though, while we I get the other call going, or the other print call nation, or the print call nation, the Blog Talk Radio shit going. We're going to go to the Encounters of the Strange.
Pull that out of our pocket.
Yep. You guys are going to talk amongst yourself in a second, though, because I got to piss.
Nice.
All right, talk amongst yourselves. I'll be right back.
Hello.
What's going on?
He had to pee.
I think he needs to get a piss jug that he can keep there at his desk. Yeah, that's what I do.
Well, he's got a mop. Just mop it up afterwards.
Yeah, good point.
Fucking Dwight.
So what the hell's going on, Jag? Haven't talked to you in a long time.
True that. I got my Mixler working again for the third time.
Sweet. You been doing any broadcasting?
Yeah, I did one before his show, and then nothing really was going my way. So Dark Stranger told me he was going on, so I'm like, I'll just try and join his. So then we're here now.
Okay, Dashy is telling me something, but I don't know if I'm going to say it over the air. So I will keep this to myself for now. Yeah, unless he tells me it's okay to talk about it.
All right. Operation.
That was a quick piss.
Oh, it didn't fucking wait to come out of my body. It was
transition.
Operation Piss was a success, and apparently my dick still works, so that's also good.
Yes.
And I've been trying to load Bill Bean, Encounters of the Strange and Unexplained.
Nice.
This ought to be fun, because we already know this guy's going to be batshit crazy also.
Yeah, just by the title.
Hopefully nobody's been calling in yet, because they're not being broadcast if they did. All right, let's copy the number for our use, and then I'll send the link once again into the prank world, also known as the IRC chat.
What's the name of Blog Talk show you're going to call?
The host, apparently, his name is Bill Bean, and basically Encounters with the Strange and Unexplained.
Ooh, nice. So, like, I passed out, and I had this vivid memory of being molested by Bigfoot, and when I came to, there were lacerations about my rectum.
Pretty much. Like that. I called a lady. She was doing a paranormal one and told her that some ghost came in and, like, unzipped my zipper and fucking sucked me dry. And she's like, oh, I've heard of this. It's called a succubus. I'm like, do you not get that it's a fucking prank, lady? And she was insane, because she thought it one week her boyfriend was possessed by the devil, and the next week it was her son. And then after that, Satan was making her cell phone ring, doing shows.
If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time. And you are now in the host queue.
Or some heroin or something.
Yeah.
Congregation, that those who tithe, those who don't tithe.
I wonder if this guy's got some heroin we can buy.
The wall and shot.
Probably.
You know, I'm going to hang up momentarily, and
those
I'm going to call in.
Okay.
The church,
and see if I can talk to him too.
All right, sounds good. Everybody call in.
TTYL.
I have a problem with that, when somebody's saying that. And, you know, these people are walking around. They've got these mega mansions. Jet,
Mega Man.
All these sports cars.
You do not need Skype things. Credit, either, people. If you just have Skype, you can click on the Skype thing and just call them. George, they do have a chat room.
Deceiving people to get that wealth, I have a real problem with that.
Who the fuck is here with the millions in there?
I've heard some of these televangelists tell people, you get that money in here. You know, little old ladies, even if you have $5 left. You know, you get that $5 in here, and God's gonna return.
You get that $5 in here.
That's another trick they use in these churches. Is the pastor will say, "God spoke to me."
I thought we were talking about and he said, strange shit, not church going.
You will increase your tithe.
Synonyms.
then he is going to reward that fourfold. So if you increase your tithes for the next 6 months, he's going to reward you fourfold.
Hero in a Million says, I am JDF, God's gift to Angel Grove.
And you double up on your tithes, you know, you're going to get a fourfold return on your investment. That's what it really comes down to.
He wants to tell him to spend
a 401k.
Yeah, how about that? And when this doesn't happen, these people start to lose their faith because they say, wow, the pastor said that, you know, God said I was going to get this money, you know, and when it doesn't happen, where do you go from there?
Hell.
And people start to leave the churches. It doesn't matter. They don't care because they've already got your money. They'll go on to somebody else. But what it's done, it's destroyed a person's connection and faith. So this is why I tell people, you cannot trust a man. You can't be led by a man. You have to have your personal connection with God. A man cannot lead us where God can lead us. Someone like me, I try my best to plant good seeds with people, and I try to lead them to God.
Oh, boy.
I can't do any more than that.
Lead me, Bill.
It's up to the person and their personal connection with God. And so this is why I say, you know, We don't have to have an intercessor. There doesn't have to be someone between us and God. We can have our personal connection with God. And Yeshua said this many times, making reference to the kingdom of heaven being in front of us and inside of us and within us many, many times. That's what he was trying to say.
That's
that, you know, we have our personal connection with God, and it's the enemy that tries to sever that connection, and he tries to create the static. Because we as human beings, we operate on frequency and vibrations, and the enemy tries to send out signals that create static to interrupt our signal.
And this guy's smoking up.
So, what would you say to those that feel they're in a particular part in their life where they want to make a change? They see the world around them as a system that's falling apart and corrupt. And they
you think
want
they'd be upset if they told them we're gay lovers and we're tongue
prosperous.
But I guess we'll
all
find
the
out.
Destruction and evil in the world right now. you know, what would you say to them to get out of that and help push a change, a group change in the overall archetype of humans?
They're just going to fucking town on their chest.
Yeah, I would urge them to contact me right away. And
we've got a few hail, Jason David Franks, George Lesson, hail Satan.
I like helping people, so I urge people to.
Is there a link to our chat?
It's the same thing. We're on the link there. At the very bottom is their chat room.
Getting on the right path, and I can.
I ask you again, who follows the green path?
And then God takes it from there. But I certainly would welcome anyone to contact me anytime. And I'll certainly help in any way that I can to help this person with wisdom and knowledge to open their eyes. And then it's up to them. They're free to make their choices.
Really?
But if you're seeking God really? And you want to break the chains,
break
well,
it.
I'm definitely the right person to get
come
you the
inside
right
of me,
direction
Jesus.
To breaking those chains and reconnecting with God.
You know, Bill, it looks like we got some callers right now that have few questions for you. Would you be willing to answer a few of the questions?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, fantastic. We're going to go ahead and bring somebody in right now. Jay, who do we have on the line?
Hey, we're partners, and we like to tongue kiss and fuck. You want to join us, Bill?
Let's go ahead and take that guy off the line there. wow. Looks like we had some...
I'm going to hang up and come right back because they're about to boot me. But I want to hear your guys' shit, so... I'm just going to hang right on the line so they can't fuck with us.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold, and you will be able to listen to the show.
Yeah.
1 second. Now, let me ask you this. The heart that's going on right now, are you familiar with heart?
That's funny. You and I are on the same wavelength, that's for sure. I was going to mention that earlier. And I think, and I'm glad you brought this up, because part of the increase in demonic oppression...
Oh, wait a minute. Now, we're a part of the fucking demonic oppression
opinion,
now. Here we fucking go.
To harp. kayak.
Oh,
the
my holy fuck.
Project. As you know, it originated in Gascona.
He's done prompted this. He's done asked for this.
And, you are now in the host queue.
Installations around the world now. And it is causing
the world, don't speak the language.
It really is. And it's causing this bizarre weather and everything else. And it's also opening these gigantic sinkholes up around the world.
Hang on, I'm going to look out the window and see if I can see this fucking sinkhole he's talking about.
They've just discovered in Russia.
This motherfucker is alive.
And I do believe that some of these sinkholes are portals to hell.
That's not very
you know what he's talking about, right? That fucking movie, This Is It, or whatever it was.
Had the opportunity to speak with somebody by the name of Douglas Dietrich, and he has a lot of research in TARP and DOD type programs.
I was and I thought I was on the air.
He brought up a very interesting point about
penises.
We have been as a nation at constantly
screening now.
60 years. I mean, since World War II, there's been some type of war that's been going on since
Vietnam.
They pick
up, I'll beat their fucking screening.
Yeah. And do you feel that it's to possibly feed these, you know, these deities or these demons, you know, with like mass rituals? So these entities, as you call, you know, that the bloodlines of Satan. Do you think they're?
I wonder if this guy knows how stupid he sounds.
Yeah, I got the question. He's talking about the harp.
Thank
situation.
You for using Blog Talk
Peter
Radio.
Jag talking.
Oh man, I'm sorry. That's the worst timing.
I'll try calling again, but
we could try it again. If you want to try again, Baz, that'd be cool. I'm going to beat this fucking screener. No screener has ever stopped me
Blog
from trying
Talk
to show
Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you you are now in the host queue.
Unfortunately, there are factions on the earth that have sold out, and I feel that
is he talking about us?
This is really increasing in the entertainment industry.
You talking about me?
In sports. these people are selling out. And it almost seems like these people cannot be where they are without selling out. And sacrifices are taking place. Now, I urge people to do the research on this because what I'm about to say sounds totally insane, but do some research on it. Look at some of today's stars in the entertainment industry, sports, whatever it may be, and you see this trail of death around all of them. All these family members and all this, these people suddenly die and this and that. I feel that some of this is ritual sacrifice. It's part of what they call the $20 million club. And to get into that club, you've got to offer somebody.
Clay, if I get on, I'll say that.
So it's like a blood sacrifice of one of your family members to get in. And a lot of them, they'll say it jokingly, but they'll say, oh, yeah, you know, I sold my soul. One of the entertainers said that they refinanced their soul because they had several years of not being popular, so they had to refinance their soul. when you brought up you were able to get somebody's soul back, that said they sold their soul. Do you feel that these people actually have an opportunity
sold it,
to
didn't
get it
feel
back?
I mean, fair
is it,
value,
is it
so
easy
I refinanced
to get it back by death?
Shit.
I mean, there's a lot of what about the 27 Club and people that come out and say yes, they're being controlled by the Illuminati, and then they get killed. Do you think they get their soul back after they get killed?
Well, that's beyond me. I don't know. I pray that they do, but I don't know. But I do know that people here on the earth that have done these things with selling their soul and all this, they can get it back. We're not, even somebody that's done that can still get it back if they are sincere and they call out for God and call out for Jesus to come. Then I truly believe that God will have mercy on them and forgive them, but they have to really be sincere. I mean, God knows our hearts, and we're not going to con God, I'll tell you that right now. He knows every hair on our head, and we're not going to con him. And so if we are sincere, yes, I do believe that God will intervene and he will save us from the enemy, and that contract will be torn to shreds.
Right. So we've talked about the media and how it seems to be infiltrated. Do you see movies now that will predict things that happen. For example, Fukushima, the Gulf oil disaster. Did you see the movie Knowing with Nicolas Cage that predicted those two events at the exact same times, years before they happened?
I never saw the movie, but I did see the previews of it, and I watched the video on it, and yeah, it's very interesting, and it's very true. Now, remember, earlier in this interview, I mentioned about how we invoke things through prayer. You know, we invoke prayer, we invoke all these positive, powerful things through our words. We speak them into existence, therefore we invoke them. Well, those on the other side, they invoke things too, and they have to invoke them through movies, through music, through TV shows. They are invoking the curses and the hexes and the vexes and the spells and everything else that they do. All of the evil darkness, they are invoking it. It's called in plain sight.
Well, for example, the group, the new boogeyman group out there called ISIS. Supposedly, they recently stole approximately 80 pounds worth of uranium.
Uranus?
Some people speculate that ISIS is actually controlled by alphabet agencies. And when you say the name ISIS, it's actually invoking an ancient Egyptian deity. Do you see that as these, I guess you could say, handlers or people that control things at the top level that kind of force feed the media and stuff? They look for particular keywords and symbols, sigils, etc. So when they bring it out in the media, people will be invoking it without even knowing it.
Yes, I do believe that. You know, without truly knowing the answer, I'm not in the know. I'm not there in those circles, but my feeling in my spirit is absolutely it's possible, and I could see it. And, you know, ISIS is Ishtar, which is...
Hello, hello. Do you have a question?
Yeah, I want to know what your view is on the Freemasons.
My view is on the Freemasons?
Well, the host, you know, Billy, I want to know what his view is on the Freemasons.
Okay, stand by.
All right.
Those who did not worship him were put in doubt. And he was assassinated by his Uncle Shem and other men. And his wife's mother, Semiramis, was in the forest one day and said that he sprang to life as an evergreen tree. And people started to, you know, worship the tree and leave gifts under the tree, asking for blessings for the new year. And then he ascended as Baal, B-A-A-L, the sun god. And that's where sun worship came in. But it all goes back to Nimrod, who was the son of Cush, who was the son of Ham, the cursed son of Noah. So that's where that all began.
And one of our listeners is curious what your thoughts are on the Freemasons.
I love all people. I have no axe to grind against anybody. However, it's my opinion, and I've done quite a bit of study into this. I have not been in those circles. I've done study on it. I feel that the people in the higher up realms of that know exactly what they're doing. And God forgive me if I'm wrong, but I feel that they're evil to the core, that these types of organizations are all part of the Illuminati. And these people in the higher-ups, they know exactly what they're doing.
Another question we have from one of our listeners is on the Social Security number. We talked about the Mark of the Beast earlier, and they're wondering if you feel that the Social Security number is actually a form of the Mark of the Beast because it connects you with what some might call the Beast system.
He has a minute on. They're taking the questions through the screener, and he's not letting anyone on now. I do feel we should... maybe try to call a few hotels. There's some... fuck. There's one bitch in Decatur. I guess I gotta try to find the number. Because Dashy's tool cannot find it, but he does provide the tools to look for it.
Nice.
So if Dashy can't find it, he'll fucking tell you how to look for it. Let's see. Okay, got it. That was simple enough. I got shit chiming away. Oh, okay, hang on. They passed Baz, so I got to get back into... Got to get back in here before Baz goes on.
Ah. You think they'll put him on?
He said he passed. I'm going to put him on.
You are now in the host queue.
Okay, I didn't want to do that.
You are now off the host queue.
God had such high favor on him that he did not see death. God just brought him up.
So we're going to stand by for Baz.
They didn't die. They were taken up. So an object came over them.
I do have hotels lined up.
And so Enoch was also taken up.
Thanks to Dashie's super tool.
And in one of those
after
levels,
we hear the situation with Baz, we're going to call Magia King.
And seeing demons and
was that the micro
the micro tell.
And his memory serves as actually one we could dial into rooms without speaking to the front desk.
Nice.
God loves
that's
all
always
it.
Good.
In spite of ourselves, and we all make mistakes. We're human beings, we're fallible. Therefore, we are subject to making mistakes.
Welcome to the Church of the Machine, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to pass the collection plate around. We accept credit cards, dollars and change. Put your fucking wallet in there. Anything to buy me a new house. Machine Christ rested on the cross for your sins. So in return, give me your fucking money.
And
yes,
they
sir.
Are the satanic seed line, because if you look back, Genesis 3, verse 13 through 15, Yahweh calls Adam, Eve, and the serpent, Satan, together in the garden.
Talk
and
about
says,
the
what
serpent.
Have you done?
He will drag you to hell.
I will put enmity, hatred between you and the woman. And
the
I will
woman,
put enmity, hatred between your seed and the woman's seed.
Your penis
they
and the woman, there is hatred.
The scripture says that Satan had a seed line, and I believe it started with Cain. And
the scripture says
you know,
no penis in the ass.
A lot more than a piece of fruit, I believe that Eve had sex with Satan.
The dick could be construed as a banana.
Satan, and then
Satan doesn't
there,
like bananas.
And now you have certain organizations that claim to be, you know, worshiping the bloodline of Cain, etc. So
yes, that would be the Prank Code Nation.
I got to say,
worshiping the blood of Cain.
Oh, go ahead, please.
Now it gets deep, and it requires a lot of prayer.
Mr. Clay
worships
Cain and believes that the WWE has dropped the ball when it comes to his character.
I'm just thankful and grateful that God has revealed what he has revealed to me, what he continues to reveal.
Absolutely. And before you go, ladies and gentlemen, check out Bill's work. You can get his work at Amazon. You can also check him out on his website, BillBean.com.
Sorry, Baz. He's fucking bailing. No, Kane's got a fucking match Sunday, matter of fact, for the championship. All right, so we're going to call this... Yeah, I don't know if you can still hear me, but there's a problem with the call. I think we're back. I got Tabachi. I lost Jag. Hang on. Try to get him back. Alright, trying to get Jag back. But while we're doing that, I'm going to call this hotel. Are you back, Jag? Jag! It's showing you're there, but I cannot... what the hell's going on? Oh, I forgot to add the one. Plus one. Yeah, I've lost Jag. You back, Jag? Oh, there's Baz.
I'm here. I passed the screening, but then the show ended.
Yeah, they said they were leaving.
I was going to ask about the cult, so I was going to tell them I've been asked to join the cult of the cactus.
Good evening. Thank you for calling the Microtel by Wyndham in Decatur, Alabama. This is Nick. I'm a director call.
How you doing there, Nick? I need to reach the King room, please.
I'm sorry?
Last name King, K-I-N-G.
What's the room number?
I don't have the room number.
Unfortunately, I cannot confirm nor deny whether or not they exist in the hotel unless I have the name and the room number.
Well, I don't have the room number. It's my sister. It's Nadja King. She has told me she's going to be staying here. It's a legal matter.
Yeah.
How pissed do you think she's going to be to know that her brother's trying to call and get a hold of her? Oh, that motherfucker.
Oh. What was that?
I was just trying to call a hotel, and I told him because I didn't have the room number, he didn't want to pass me along. He said it's a legal matter.
What a dick.
Yeah, no shit.
Good evening. Thank you for calling the Microtel by Wyndham in Decatur, Alabama. This is Nick. I'm a director.
So what's the deal, Nick? I can't tell my sister that her daughter is on the way to the hospital because she bumped her head because you're having the good old time blocking me here.
Hey, you want to look it up on the internet? Because it's true. I cannot.
What is true? I give you the first and last name. I know she's there. She left me a note to contact her in case of emergency.
Well, then she should have left you the room number.
She didn't have the room number ahead of time. Are you kidding me?
Sure, if you call back again, I'm going to call the police.
Really? And tell them that
you're a motherfucker.
He is a motherfucker. Fuck him.
Here, can I talk to him?
Yeah, talk to that motherfucker.
So who you're trying to contact, Bill Bean? You're trying to contact Bill Bean, is that correct?
Down at the bottom.
Dwight? Yeah, but I posted something at the bottom. Oh, Nadja? Okay, I'm confused. I was going to say that I was your attorney. I don't think he's going to answer.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to Jack. Maybe he's rebooting. He didn't send me a message. He was just saying we're having problems with the call, and then he died. And...
Hmm. Oh, I'm really pissed that they ended that show, because I had this whole story about how Pastor Roy enticed me into joining the church of the cult of the cactus.
Cult of the cactus. Call failed. Huh. Oh, you know what? Hey, Jag TV, stop being busy, fucker, and maybe I can add you.
Yeah, hang up.
You want to talk to this one there, Baz? It's she's in Canada. Apparently her TV is coming out of the ceiling.
What's that?
Her TV is coming out of the ceiling. Maybe it's an amenity there. Maybe that's super special that the TV lowers from the ceiling.
Would you need to borrow the hotel? How may I help you?
Yes, hi. I'm trying to reach a guest room, please.
Pardon?
I'm trying to reach a guest. Can you connect me with a guest?
Oh, which room? Which room number?
I'm not sure which room, but the last name is Austin, A-U-S-T-I-N. First name is Nikita.
Okay,
I'm not sure what room she's staying at.
I will check for you in just a moment.
Oh, thank you, kind sir.
Mm-hmm, welcome.
I love you.
All right, it's room number 44, and just 1 second.
Okay. Thanks, asshole.
Yeah, thanks for offering up the room number. Nobody else would do that. Yeah.
Important. Oh, I was going to tell her, ask her if she was aware of the policy that there is a $200 charge to the room every time the TV is lowered out of the ceiling.
Well, we'll give her a call back and check.
Yeah.
Room 44.
Yeah.
Good evening. I'll try one more. Just 1 second.
Oh, thank you. You're very kind.
Yeah. Something wrong with the line.
You're sexy, too.
This motherfucker is on the ball. I love this guy.
Sounds Russian.
He sounds like this guy I used to play Counter-Strike with all the time. I forget where he was from. He was like, let me tell you something, okay? You fuck with me and we're going to have a problem.
Nice. Then you headshot him with your sniper rifle.
Pretty much. All right, Nova, enough with the gibberish talk. You're fucking up the chat.
I would do something about that, but I don't have ops anymore. They have been removed.
It's got the fucking chat room bouncing all over.
Hello? What the hell?
All right, I'm about 2 seconds away from blasting you, Nova. This is stupid.
He's going to do it.
He's still doing it.
No, Dwight's going to do it.
Yeah.
He's got that band hammer out swinging around. That'll teach him.
All right. Make my chat window go all fucking ape shit. Next step would be a ban. We're getting some typing from Tabachi.
We're getting some typings.
Oh, okay. Yep, we're going to end the show. Because Tabachi is going to go to bed.
Tabachi has to get his beauty sleep.
Yeah, well, he did volunteer to do it. And I think we're going on 3 hours anyway, so. I don't know, maybe next week, people. Like I said, I'm going to try to get my laptop in order. And that way I won't need the Tabachi machine to do the broadcasting. So, all right, people, we're out of here. Say goodnight, Baz.
Night, everybody. It was fun. Bye.